Fret Film Radio. I'm Matt McCucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and we are talking about Future Frames. This year, Fret Film Radio is media partner of this platform organized by the EFP, and I'm very pleased to be joined by one of its participants, Karen Vasquez from Belgium, director of Flower of a Thousand Colors. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And so the first question is kind of the obligatory question. Would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about the story of your film?
Yeah, the story is about, it's a poetic portrait about a really inspiring woman that works as a miner in a mining camp in Bolivia at 5,000 meters high above the sea level. So the life circumstances are really rough, and how she struggles to be a lovely mother still.
Well, you use the term poetic portrait, right? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's like I tell the story about with a voiceover of her, but for me, for example, the landscapes, they are really important to make this poetic image and this poetic experience for the viewer. So together with the music, with the sound, like a slower rhythm and really visual. Yeah.
All right. Any influences in particular?
Yes, Philippe Grandrieu, he's a filmmaker, a French filmmaker that is more experimental, but he's the one who changed a little bit my perspective of cinema. He works really with sensorial cinema, like with a lot of attention in textures, in colors, in sounds. Mm. So yeah.
What was the inspiration behind actually making the film? Was there a personal connection to the story?
Not really. I went to Bolivia and I wanted to make something around the mines. So I started visiting places. I discovered this amazing place, and afterwards I started searching for stories, and I realized there were like really beautiful stories, and I found Emiliana. And so yeah, she really wanted to tell her story, and I was a bit like her voice. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. You know, you just go to a place and you find stories like that. As a filmmaker, do you think that you're open to such influences from kind of everywhere?
Yeah, I think so. Like, for example, there in the mountain, we were just knocking the doors of people. Like, hi, we want to make a film. Can we listen to your stories? And I was surprised how extremely open the people were. They were like, yeah, of course. They were just letting two strangers inside. And in the moment the door closed, they were just crying and telling their story. Like, so, such an open heart. It was really strong to feel that. And I was,
it's probably a very intense experience even for you, right?
Yeah, for sure. But it's also beautiful to see how people can open themselves, and they just have to tell their feelings. Everyone is a natural something.
Yeah. It's an exchange. That's fantastic. I love it. So, the screening of the film, has it happened already?
Yes.
Okay. So how did it go?
It went really good. I think so. I mean, I got like this comment about a woman. She said like it was a bit complaining. Like, why do we always have to do films of sad stories and like heavy and things? But my answer was like, she's happy with her life. She has a really rough life, but she's not complaining. She's happy because that's everything she has.
Yeah.
And we are the ones who are always complaining, and we're the ones who are all the time drowning in a glass of water because stupid problems, and she has like real things and she's happy. So I think it puts everything in perspective.
That's right. That kind of actually inspires another question. So it is about perspective. Maybe a film can be seen by another nationality or someone from another place, more familiar with, in a different way. So it's a different experience everywhere the film goes, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we are used to, we have like our Western view, and there are people that, if you were born in that place and you haven't seen anything else than just a mountain and a mine, I mean, why should you complain?
Absolutely. Has this film been screened anywhere else?
It has been screened in Sundance and other, like in LA Film Festival, also in Ghent, in other festivals around the world. Yeah.
And did you notice this kind of difference in reaction to the film?
I don't think so. I think it's like a universal subject. Like, people really feel identified with her, and they're also thinking like, whoa, she's this really inspiring woman. And I think that everywhere in the world they get it, like the way she is.
Fantastic, yes. Okay, so we're getting ahead of ourselves. We should be talking about Future Frames, of course. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience here so far?
It has been great, actually. I really love it. Like, they give us the chance to experience, like, the professional industry thing.
Yeah.
And we're, like, so new in that it's great we have this opportunity. And also my colleagues, I mean, the other filmmakers, they are, like, awesome, and their films are great. So it's, like an honor of being here. When I watch the films, I'm like, wow, the selection is really good. The people is really nice. It's really good organized.
Fantastic. So what about the talks? Did you find them interesting, for instance?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's also it's inspiring because you're so full of questions.
Yeah.
And they tell it also in a really, like, he told us in a really personal way, like the way he evaluated through the years, and gave like some tips, and it's nice to hear that, because you like realize a bit like how it's gonna go if you take the right decisions.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's terrific. But before I let you go, I want to ask you one final question. What do you see in the future? Is there any future projects that you're working on? Any future ambition that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I'm actually now working in a future documentary in the same mining camp.
There you
because
go. Yeah.
I think it's such an amazing place that you cannot just tell it in a short film. It has a lot more of layers and a lot of more of characters. So I just went back again to film, and I'm almost done with the editing, so it's going to be finished in October. It's going to be a poetic portrait of the mining camp. So.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it then. So did you always have in mind that you would want to make a feature film and maybe make the short film to raise awareness and attention to the project?
I went to make the feature film, and then I realized, like, for school it was not going to be like the deadlines and everything was, and also the financing, it was not going to be easy to make it. So I decided to extract one character and make the short film. And now that I got some help and financially, and I'm able to finish the feature film as it has to be finished. So.
There you go. Well, like I said, we're looking forward to seeing it. And it was a great pleasure meeting you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Bye.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.